Welcome 2014. It's time for Devil's Business.
Wait, we said what?
Bitches. Welcome to the show that covers the sex, drugs, and rock and roll lives of the people that are still awake while the wholesome people are sound asleep. I'm your host, Patrick Jolly. With me are the guy of MyFavoriteSin.com, Aaron Sofane.
Hi, guy. I'm the guy. Yeah, all alone.
And there's a reason for that, because we're going to do a best of 2013 episode.
Yeah, best of or worst of. You decide.
I was looking at through some of the stories and trying to think like which stories I like the best. And there's a lot of fucked up stories in there. So some of the sound quality might be on and off. I don't know, because we were still freaking out how to work the damn mixer and shit. I feel like no one even knew what a podcast was. That's the other thing. I kept telling them,
yeah.
I was like, hey, have you listened to our podcast? And they're like, what's a podcast?
What?
Then I have to explain that. I'm like, well, devilsbusiness.net. What's that? It's a podcast. What's a podcast?
Yeah.
It's just a fun little show. You listen to it whenever the fuck you want to. You don't have to tune in at a certain time or any of that shit. Anyway, My Favorite Sin sponsors the show. Man, it's a new year. I'm going to try to start like Nick. Man, it's awesome. It's always awesome. It's a new year. We got a regular week lineup. We got a dive bar on Wednesdays, and we're starting this new thing called Bar Olympics, where we do flip cup, quarters, beer pong, stuff like that.
Bear bong?
Yeah, we do bear bongs. It's crazy, but not too crazy. Then Thursday night, we've been doing Southern Hospitality at Tongue and Groove. And then on Friday, we've got Cosmo Lava in Midtown for Metro Midtown Fridays. And then on Saturday nights, Tongue and Groove, DJ Roast. Also, we're selling tickets for Opera for Brills. It's January 10th, and there's a promo code. Save $5 for the ticket.
Yep.
Just type in the word sinner. So go to MyFavoriteSin.com. Sign up on the guest list for all those events from Wednesday through Saturdays. The third Tuesday of every month, we're at Czar Ice Bar, and that's January 21st, and it's ladies' night. So ladies, sign up on the guest list. You get a free martini when you come in the door. They got $2 sushi.
Yes, I will be there this month for $2 sushi.
But anyway, this is going to be a best of episode. Anybody that's been wondering, what the hell is Devil's Business?
I'm very excited about this best of episode. My only regret is that there's not more of me in it. Nick was dating a girl who decided she wanted to take him to a really nice upscale steakhouse and have a really expensive steak. It was a great opportunity for him. I was a little jealous.
But this is bringing him into a whole new world.
Whole new world. But
this ain't no Olive Garden steak.
No, I know.
Where's my free rolls?
It's like your first like $60, $70 filet where you're like, wow, this is a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like I've made it. This is great.
It was a big deal. And I had already, told the girl, warned her that she may have to help Nick along not to, make a complete fool out of himself at the table. In front of all these nice people.
He tucks a napkin into his collar of his shirt.
There's no telling what he'll do. But anyway, she was actually texting me updates throughout the dinner about his behavior, and it seemed like she was keeping him lying pretty good, and I thought this was hilarious. But finally...
Hey, see, I never knew that he was getting the play-by-play, by the way. I literally just found this out. That, I didn't...
Oh, your girlfriend and your friend are worried about you in public places. Like,
Does that say something about
you? Didn't understand how my derision came through a text message almost immediately. You didn't understand how that was happening.
I didn't know up to that point you were getting the play-by-play, but
I was getting the play-by-play.
Apparently, it was detailed.
But it looked like things were going pretty well, and then I get the text message from the girl trying to explain about them ordering the steak. The waiter came up and Nick ordered a filet, nice fancy one. He's not holding back. And so the waiter was like, well, would you like asparagus with that? Which at the top end steakhouses, that's common
standard.
Side.
That's the side you get. Yeah.
And Nick was like, I don't want asparagus. I don't like asparagus.
Do you have steak fries?
So the girl, the girl wants him to, experience this thing. That's the point of this. And so she tries to push it a little bit.
So are they going to bring the A1 out with it?
Yeah. I need a bucket of that.
Nothing sets off a good steak like some ketchup.
So the girl wants him to get the asparagus and try it out. How does he know he doesn't like it? He's never even tried it. So
it's
she's like
green looking wheat. I'm not eating that crap.
So she says to Nick, are you, are you sure you don't like asparagus? Have you tried it with hollandaise? He's like, not even on Christmas. I don't like asparagus.
No, fuck you. Okay.
No.
I kind of hit it off with this girl and everything. I'm like, well, my band's playing. It's the hard rock. You know, I'm here because I'm on tour.
I'm in a band.
I'm in a band.
They're playing.
Why are your panties still on? I said I was in a band.
So, you know, I'm like, come out. So, of course, you know, she's staying at the Hard Rock. Of course she came out. And she, you know, she saw us. I saw her right up front the whole time I'm playing. Taproot goes on. And, I'm looking around for her. I finally meet up with this girl a little afterward. And after Taproot plays, the show's done. And, you know, party's ready to fucking go. And I meet up with her. And I'm out at the elevator. Right at the elevator. Ready to go up to her room. We're, like, making out.
Right.
I'm like kissing this girl, and she's all over me and everything. And
my God, I can't believe your band was on tour at the Hard Rock.
Yes, exactly. And she's all over me, and like, so I'm making out with her and stuff, and then I feel texts go off,
and she's like, "Oh my God, your dick vibrates. This is awesome."
Yes, she's like, "Yes."
I've been looking for you for so long.
And I ride your leg.
And I look at my text like right as literally the elevator dinged, and we're ready to go up to the room. To fucking take care of business and everything. And the text says from the bass player Taproot, how does the taste of my cum taste in your mouth?
I knew.
No wonder he... And like I'm the altar boy captain. I think it was like the first week.
They have captains.
I'm 9 years old, and I'm captaining like the 15.
Do you get like a C on your little
sash
or something that says like, yeah, you know, you're
I'm a 4-star. Yeah. I'm a 4-star.
You get
captain,
to hold the cool candle. Is that what?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. I get to hand out the job. So it's like we have 2 candles across, and when for special occasions we have an incense, and that's always the coolest because you can wing
it
around
for like Easter and like Christmas. Like,
yeah, you can wing it around.
I mean, I'm Episcopal. I'm Catholic light.
I'm having a power complex too because I'm handing out jobs to like the 16, 17 years old, and I'm like, hey, you're gonna do the cross. He's like, you want to do the candle? You're doing the cross. This captain, yeah. So I obviously give myself incense. I'm like, I'm on the incense. I go outside and I'm doing the double candle. I bring in one of the other guys. I'm like, dude, just like we're holding like 3 little campfire lighters near the thing, and it's still not going. I'm like, oh my God. So my Boy Scout training kicks in, and I'm like, kindling. I need to go find kindling. Okay, so I run
fire.
Back in the thing. I'm looking for like paper towels. You know, I'm trying to find something, just anything. Paper towels. I'm like half wait. I'm like trying to look. I look across the room at
this
table.
This is inside the little. Altar
this is
boy
inside
room.
The little, right. Altar boy, right. Locker room where all the preparations, the wine, all
your
that
little
gets,
utility
excuse me, the blood
room.
Of Christ. So I'm looking around, and finally, I'm doing like a really slow pan across the table, and it's almost like a checklist. Like I'm like glass.
That won't burn. That won't burn.
Yeah, like glass. Nope, can't use that. Wine. No, not really my thing. Holy Sacrament.
The Holy Sacrament?
Now, the Holy Sacrament is the wafer cracker-like
right. Body of Christ.
Right. Right. I'm thinking it tastes like cardboard. It's probably cardboard infused.
It doesn't say Jesus unless it tastes like Jesus.
Probably.
What you're saying is it looks like a flammable piece of paper.
That's exactly what it looks
like.
That's
and what
it's
I
just
got.
It's sitting in a bag. I'm like, wow, a whole bunch of little
flammable
circle, like kindling. Perfect. Again. 9 years old.
Jesus
I know what this
Christ.
Is, but I don't realize the sort of
ramifications.
Yeah, the magnitude of what this is.
You're...
Like, I'm in there. I finally see that.
You know, and sometimes
this is a representation,
hope,
but
you hope Jesus was a little saltier because it's kind of bland. Oh,
yeah,
Jesus
right.
is a little bland.
Right.
Can I get nacho cheese, Jesus?
Jesus Christ.
So
cool ranch Jesus coming out next week.
And that's why Patrick is going to go to hell right now.
I'm just going
to
go ahead. Just
Jesus
I'm driving
Christ.
The bus.
Your ears are burning, dude. You're just fucking sizzling.
So, yeah. So I grab them and I just start breaking them up because they're already kind of like.
You're turning into Jesus mulch.
They're already kind of like pre-cut in that little. They have the little cross impression in the cracker. So they're really easy to snap up.
Oh, it's like it was made for this.
And just throw it in and boom, takes off. That thing
Jesus
lights
goes
like crazy.
Up quick.
Like he
wow.
He rose pretty fast. Like, it didn't take him 3 days. It took him like 3
yeah,
seconds.
I don't know why they waste so much time on that cross. They could just, you know, throw a match at the guy, apparently.
Oh, but what? I did lose my captain stripes.
For burning Jesus? Well, that's the least
yeah.
of
so, yeah, so somebody, like, so did somebody discover this?
Oh,
someone,
yeah.
Someone realized that there's all these burnt wafers
in
there.
Again, I didn't even think it was my bad thing. I came out and the breeze and they were like, what was taking so long? I was like, well, I couldn't get the thing going, so I just, you know, I used some of the crackers there. What?
Adam used to like try to pick on me because he dated my sister. So he was kind of like, whenever we busting balls stuff, his like, you know, home run every time was fuck your sister. Which always trumps anytime we're busting balls. He goes, he goes, yeah, it was pretty funny, Patrick, but I slept with your sister, so I think I won. So that was his kind of like his always go to. So one particular time, he was out of town, I guess, or something. Either way, hadn't been in the house for like a week. So Drew and I are out partying all night. I ended up bringing a girl back and totally having sex and out of bed. The problem was,
which is where you want to do,
right? Because I'm gonna this is me. I spanky, yeah, exactly. I'm gonna do this chick.
You know what? You're not Adam's my bed quality, but I'll fuck you in Adam's bed.
No, I had a sweet futon. I wasn't gonna let fuck that up. So we end up fucking in his bed, and she didn't really alert to me that apparently her period just started. So when I cut the lights on, it looks like I murdered an ox with my dick, and
you couldn't tell.
I think I could have, but I thought it was
really. There's iron in here.
Yeah, really. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Thanks for chiming in. I thought we were keeping with Nick the whole time. Apparently, Ace is going to throw shit.
I'll have to give her the fact that she may have dealt with this kind of situation right before.
So, anyway.
I've read stories. I have no idea.
So, anyway.
Vagina doesn't even count.
I grabbed the first thing I can find to clean myself off of, which is a black towel, which is his towel, right?
It's the right color.
So, I clean it off. So I wipe myself completely off this black towel, and I throw the black towel in the hamper to give it to wash. A couple days later, Adam gets back home, and I notice in the shower, a towel's hanging back up on the shower rack, and he hasn't washed it yet. Because when you cut the lights on and you look at that towel, you see the black towel, you see little discolorations, little spots.
Like it dried
like
brown.
A little brownish discolor, but if you have to really look at it to see it. And that means every time he would, I don't think he washed out for a few more showering. So he wiped himself down after he got out of the shower with this dick period black towel every time.
That's so awesome.
Every time he would go, I fucked your sister. I go, I have a story on you. He goes, what's the story? I'm like, I'm not going to tell you.
Jesus Christ.
And so
he's been drying his balls in blood, DNA, and your jizz.
Exactly. And so then when Drew, awesome. I told Drew the story, I'm like, you can't tell Adam. And so every time we were all sitting around busting balls, and Adam would go, yeah, but I banged your sister. And Drew and I would just look at him sort of smiling. He goes, what's the story? So after a while, he just stopped saying that because he knew I have some sort of like.
So I'm dating this chick, and I had already picked up. I mean, she had psycho eyes. She straight up had psycho eyes all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she was good looking, but you could just see.
It was like a black hole.
It was bad. You could
just
tell.
A little crazy.
Yeah, yeah. You could just tell. And
it was alcohol fueled.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
They don't blink as much. It's weird.
Right. Yeah, it's just that glazed, checked out look.
Yeah.
So we were at Ico, the place that we used to work at and party at and all that. We were there, and it had already started to unravel, and I had already made the switch to I don't give a shit, but I really didn't tell her we're broken up or anything.
No, he's just being passive aggressive about the breakup.
Right, just
he's already broken up
in my mind.
He just hasn't included.
So were y'all officially together or just dating?
We were just dating. It wasn't like she was my girlfriend,
but it was
she felt that way.
You were close enough where you were like, I should have to have a conversation to tell her stop calling me. We're done.
Well, so I had already moved on in my own mind. So I'm in Ico and I see a friend of mine and I started dancing with her. And we're having a good time, you know, and all this stuff. And then this girl walks up and sees me and then starts to lose it. Okay. She's like, you know, freaking out or whatever. So long story short, she gets kicked out of Ico and everybody's like, hey, she got kicked out. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to stay here and have a good time. So I'm in Ico having a good time and I'm hanging out with this other chick and I end up going talking to this chick in the corner and all this stuff. And then this other girl walks up to me and goes, hey, she's kicked outside. I'm like, she just got kicked out. And I'm like, okay, fine. That's great. Hope she has a good night.
You're such a sweetheart.
I care. So then about 15 minutes later, the girl comes back and was like, no, you have to go outside right now. There's getting cops involved. You have to get her out of here.
So she's still outside like causing a scene.
Absolutely. So I get outside and she's just sobbing. Just hoo, hoo, hoo. And the cop's like, dude, you got to get her out of here. And I'm like, fine. Fuck. So take her home, you know, take her back to our, we go back to the house, whatever. And that was like it for me. I was like, this is it. This was final straw. She's absolutely batshit crazy. And I know I don't give a shit. So we're done. So I said, you know, hey, I don't want
to
see.
So at this point, you're like, okay, even though the talk was a bad talk and her crying and almost arrested outside of the club, at this point, you know, you are officially broken up. There's no questions what's going on.
Right, right. Absolutely none. Like, no doubt. So then maybe the next week, maybe a couple days later that week, I don't really remember because it was all a blur though back then, but we were at Tongue and Groove, the old Tongue and Groove. And we have this policy. Always have a smile on your face, no matter what's happening in front of you. Never have drama at the club, especially the front door of the club. But even if there is, have a fucking smile on your face because you don't want to have a, you know, a sour face and everybody looking at you and they're like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, they see the problem.
The mood down, yeah.
Right, right. And then, you know, it's a tactic. If you always have a smile on your face, you never look like the bad guy. So I'm at Tongue and Groove.
Depends on the smile.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We're at Tongue and Groove and we're at downstairs and it's packed. Fucking packed. And I had heard that she was going to come. And I'm like,
it was like a big event that night. Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
It was huge.
It was like a special night.
And I mean, not the kind of night for drama. Right.
Right, right. And we're all dressed nice and all this. And I'm walking through the crowd and then boom, 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 ba-da-da-dum, here she is. I'm like, oh,
dun, dun.
Fuck. But I knew.
Dun, 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 shit.
We had the policy. Don't do anything bad. Don't fucking frown. Just have a smile on your face. Play it cool, and you're good. So she comes up, batshit crazy, just crying. And I'm like, not now, not now, not now. And she grabs my sweater. And I have a smile on my face. And I'm putting my hands. I got a drink in my hand. I got, you know, a smile on my face, hands in the air. And I'm looking around, and people looking at me, and I'm just smiling.
No hands. I'm not touching. You can see I'm not touching. No hands.
I'm just smiling and everything. I'm like, hey, girl, listen. No, it's cool. It's cool. Listen, it's cool. She's not having it.
But in your head, you're thinking, you crazy bitch, what the fuck
right,
out of me?
Right. And she would not let go of my fucking sweater. Like, she was all crumbled up. She's like, no, I just want to talk. And I'm like, no, it's cool. It's cool. Smile on my face. Everybody's looking. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool. And then one of our mutual friends came up and was like, hey, girl, you've got to let him go. And then finally, this girl, like, wedged in between us, and I got to, like, do the yank and got the sweater out. And right then, she had pretty much done a 180 into this girl, and then, boom, there's Aaron.
Yeah, I'm an innocent bystander. Now, I'm watching it, and I can hear him. I can see his smile, and I can hear his muttering, let go of me, bitch. Let go of me. Come on now. But it is getting attention no matter how big he smiles. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Everybody
she
that
is
we
melting
met.
Down.
Yeah.
And she's, man, she's poor at this whole keeping her shit together nightclub. Look, a lot of chicks are, especially they've been drinking. But she was just coming apart.
Ugly.
Coming apart.
Oh, God.
And so the thing is, Nick, like, manages to duck her and spins her around, and she just grabs
me. I'm noticing a lot of spin moves are going on. Like, yeah. You guys are just...
She grabs me. Like,
you just start hauling.
Dude, we got starting lineup kind of people here, man.
Yeah, man, we're right at the corner of the main room where you come in from the smaller bar, and there's lots of traffic going by, and all these people we know are forming a half circle around me. And so,
like
I'm
an 80s dance
them.
Circle?
Yeah, she's like got her head on my sweater and crying and getting mascara all over me and all
a
this.
White, a very nice white sweater.
Yeah, it was very nice. And, so
stop talking about your fashion.
I'm looking, I looked very good. And, I'm looking at all these faces and I'm trying to pick girls that I know this girl. Like you, come here. And I'm waving them
like
over
her shoulder. You're kind of waving like, get over here and take your crazy friend.
On. And while I'm whispering to her, oh, it's going to be fine, babe. Look, man, come on. We're out in public. Let's pull together. We can talk about this later. Everything's going to be fine. We're going to survive this. We'll survive it. And behind her, I'm trying to wave. And, man, they are all giving me the nope. You know,
like, we know
cutting
she's
their
crazy.
Hand across their throat. Yeah. And like, sorry. No, I've seen this
you're
before.
A problem. Yeah, because we were still, you know, new to the scene, and we hadn't had the experience that everybody else knew about this chick. So Aaron had to deal with that. So what I did is David, the manager that we had on the show a few weeks ago, he mentioned about how the gay Santa guy ran upstairs.
Right.
Well, that was my escape route as well. I ran upstairs.
The upstairs bar that's owned by the same club.
Absolutely. Upstairs to Jackrabbit. So I ran up the fuck there, and I was getting away. So I was like, I'm dodging this bitch. So I run upstairs, and I meet one of our mutual friends that we saw last night. That's how I met him. I sat down at the bar, and I'm just sitting there just trying to cool off, and this guy's like, hey, bro, you okay? And I just started talking, and he goes, holy shit, I know that bitch. And then he was like, Oh, yeah, that sounds exactly like her.
That's so classic. Yeah, her. Yeah. Like a sitcom. Like
you must be new in town.
Yeah, didn't anybody not want to give me the fucking memo? Yeah, Jesus Christ. So, anywho. So
actually, I'm pretty sure a lot of people did.
Yeah. Yeah.
There were warnings.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, see, now, he bailed and left me with her.
Left you in the foxhole taking shrapnel. Yeah.
He's up there having a nice chit-chat with some new friends. And I am trying to pry her off of me and just get away. And no one is coming to my aid, nothing. But I finally managed to wedge one of my arms between me and her. And then I'm able to get her off me. And I was like, look, babe, I'll be right back. Here, talk to – I can't remember who it was. Some chick was just walking by. And
you just knew her name. Like, yeah. Hey, Jennifer, come here.
Gotta go. Yeah. So, yeah.
She'll understand. And so I just, man, I take off and I do the same thing he did. I break out upstairs, head up to Jackrabbit.
It's like hot potato.
Yeah, walk in there. I'm like, oh, sweet. It's a lot.
I like how Jackrabbit seems to be the locker room. Like, everyone's like, all right, I did my jukes. I'm going to shower off now.
So yeah, we're doing the, you know, we're having the post-game show upstairs, you know, trying to see what we went wrong.
Getting some drinks, and we're like, you know, oh, man, that was crazy, so then dude. I hope she leaves.
Since everybody saw it and everybody knew what was going on, they kept coming upstairs and reporting everything that was happening to us. So what happened was somebody came upstairs and was like, oh, yeah, she got into a cab. I'm like, sweet. And then
problem's
like,
gone. Problem's left the building.
Right. Solved.
But, ding, 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 when they stuffed her in a cab, she whirled out the other door.
Oh. This is a classic move. Man, I've actually seen
everyone's
this
got
before.
Good jukes in the stories.
So she rolls out the door, and she comes, and she doesn't find us, but she goes into Jackrabbit looking for us, okay? And I do, like, the peek over the shoulder. I'm like, oh, God, I don't think she saw me. Did she see me? Did she fucking see me?
It didn't look like she saw you. She headed to the bathroom.
And she headed to the bathroom, okay?
And I was like, all right.
This is where it gets really good. This young lady goes into the bathroom and decides to cuddle Bunny with the toilet.
Yeah, she pretty much walks in the bathroom and collapses in a fit of drama.
And starts crying and wailing.
Like the old school, like 90210, throw yourself on the bed and cry until the male comes in and fixes it.
Yes,
but she didn't have a bed, so she had a toilet.
This was a club women's restroom.
So wait, she wasn't like, I have to go puke. It was a dramatic fall on the toilet. And
yes.
I'm going to cry myself.
Yes.
Right. Afternoon so, special kind of shit.
And she was, and here's the great part. She was launching a campaign to every girl that walked into the ladies' room and said, do you know Nick? Whatever the fuck she
said. So girls are coming out of the bathroom and beelining right for us.
And they would walk right up. Girls I had never met, they walk right up. You must be Nick. And I'm like, oh, fuck, what now? And then I got the whole story, and I'm like, we have to go.
We got to go.
We have to get out of here. And that.
But not before I had to do a flyby and do a push open on the women's bathroom. And sure enough, there she was halfway under the divider wall between the sink.
She's like
and
sprawled
the first
out
stall.
Then on the ground.
She's face down.
Hugging a toilet.
There's like bits of toilet paper. It's a wet floor. And she's just weeping and gnashing her teeth. And
really, Nick, that was a keeper. Why did you let that one go?
Bitches be crazy.
We're about to get on stage, and there's always a little, I don't care how big or small the show is, there's always a little something with me where the nerves kind of kick in a little bit. Like, I don't get nervous anymore.
Anxious.
Yeah, there's an anxiousness like, let's go. And it does things to my body.
Okay, I can speak intelligently on that. This guy does his pregame pee. Like, every time we're about to leave to go to the club or something like that,
I get nervous.
He gets all like nervous bladderedness. He just got to pee. Even though he could have peed like 5 minutes before, but when he knows we're about to walk out the door, it's like he's got to pee again. Right. It's weird.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that happened, and I'm assuming the anxiousness, nervousness, whatever you want to call it, kind of jostled a couple things. So we're a pretty
the party started.
We're a pretty active live band, and I, you know, there's guitar spins and jumps and all kinds of stuff. And there was one point where I did a jump,
and
I felt a nugget drop.
So the inertia knocked the shit out.
It wasn't and to be fair, it wasn't a big nugget, but I felt it dropped, and God only knows what I look like when it happened, because I know I stopped for a second.
There could have been someone's videotaping, you're jumping around, then all of a sudden you just get real standing.
I was just like,
now that you're George Harrison, you're like, I'm just going to stay here and clutch.
But it was one of those things where like, I lean down and I kick my leg and I do all this stuff. And so like I do it and I know I stop for a second, and then I start to intentionally, like while I'm performing, I start looking around to see if I can figure out where it went.
Oh,
I never found it. I don't know where it is.
It's when I was young and fresh into, I guess, the club scene. But either way, I'm out. And I get approached by a gentleman by the name of Jay, although gentleman he was not. He comes up.
He didn't give you a mwah?
No, he didn't give me
a mwah. Fuck you. I would have taken a mwah.
So he comes in, and he's like, he comes up to me, and he's like, hey, man, you want a bump? And I'm like, maybe if you were a chick, that'd be cool, because I thought it was like a trendy dance move. So I'm like, maybe for someone else.
You want a bump in the bathroom? That's cool. I mean,
whatever. Yeah. No, he just said bump. He just said bump.
Maybe
you
want
a bump.
He's like, fuck you, man.
And I was like, nah, maybe if you're a chick, whatever. And he's like, all right, well, let me know if you need something to wake you up. And I'm like, okay. And I realize at this moment, I kind of need to go to the bathroom. I've already forgotten about that. I have ADD. I've already forgotten about that shit. So I start walking to the bathroom. And I do the thing. Like, I get in the bathroom, and I just close it behind me. And I naturally assume that the fucking thing's going to shut. And nobody's going to be in there. But he fucking slides in like the snake that he is.
Or
fucking, and
the
then
generous gentleman buddy.
With a goddamn key with cocaine on it. And points at me, and he does the, all right, bro, you're up. And I again, my lovely rational train of thought was, all right, I'm going to get out of this some way. And I was like, I can't like escape it and be like, no, I don't do that because they'll think I'm a fucking narc. But I'm not going to take it. So I got to figure out a way to like give him dirt.
I got
to
use my
me.
Words right now.
I got to give him dirt on me.
Seriously, you're
fictitious
trading
dirt so that he doesn't feel awkward around me. So, and because I'm so new, I don't know.
Really?
I don't know coke. I don't know this shit. And so I'm like, no, bro. I already ate mine. No big deal.
So when I would send text to all my buddies, which was you, Max, Aaron, and a laundry list of other dudes, whenever I would send a text to somebody, I'd be like, hey, man, we're going to fucking rock tonight. Mwahahahaha. Because, you know, I was,
he thought he was
honestly, I was
laugh.
abbreviating.
Evil laugh.
Mwahahahaha. So I thought, in my own head, when I type mwah, M-U-A-H, it was mwah.
But you're even doing the part on the thing is, let me tell you how it looked from the other side.
Yeah,
nobody please. Said anything because at first I wasn't sure it wasn't just coming to me. The thing is, Nick, and this happened over a couple of weeks, and he would be sending text messages, and you know what? They would all be up and like, you know, hey guys, let's go party, man. Let's all meet up. Man, oh, can't wait for tonight. Mwah.
Fuck
because
you.
I kept thinking, I was like, man, yeah, I want to rage and party tonight too, Nick, but I'm not going to kiss you back. And so I actually went to Patrick, and I was like, hey, are you getting these kiss texts from Nick lately?
Yeah, and I looked at him, and I was like, man, I thought that was just for me. A little jealousy on my side.
It had been going on a couple weeks, but, and I think we all felt weird about it.
The way I thought about the way I thought about it was that he was doing it ironically. Like, he was kind of like,
I wish
like
that was the
like
case.
Like, he would be cutesy about it, where he just kind of goes, ha, we're going to rage tonight. Mwah, dude.
Well, Nick has very little purposeful irony. Like, the irony that happens with Nick is all accidental. Never does it on purpose. Yeah, but we did finally have to confront him and say,
like,
hey, Nick, I don't think that word means what you think it means.
It's so funny that nowadays you actually have to have a fucking text intervention.
Yeah, we got to explain to him.
But we did it in person.
You did it in person over Jaeger Bombs, which was nice, and I didn't really realize that all of you were having this little conversation.
Did love the look on your face when we told you that, you know, this is like you're blowing us a kiss. And he was like, no, it's an evil laugh.
And
then it hit me.
That with the other side,
I was making out like with my guy friends.
He's been doing this for 2 weeks. He's been making
out. It was like a fucking month, and I was like, mwah, mwah, mwah. I fucking want to kick your ass, Aaron. Mwah.
You're
Max, let's fucking rock the club. Jaeger Bombs. Mwah. Yeah.
Fuck.
That's what, in my ass. Mwah. Well, that would have been appropriate.
That's what Nick did it. He was just a text slut. He was kissing everybody. Now all our phones have herpes.
At work, a bunch of the receptionists decided they were going to have a party at this one girl's house. We get there, and we walk in the door. It's nothing but chicks. There's like 20 chicks here. I'm the only guy.
Sweet.
Now, all these girls start.
So now you're Hugh Hefner.
It felt really nice. Except they all started running up to me and, hey, look, we go to the liquor store and they're giving me money. Man, I ran to the liquor store and, man, they gave me a lot of money. I bought cases of liquor.
You know, at some point that the guy at the liquor store knows that you're buying for a bunch of underage girls because you're like, I've got Goldschlager. I've got.
Whatever. I had other priorities.
Arbor Mist.
Had other priorities. So I didn't have time to deal with that.
Hey, this isn't enough fuzzy navel. You got any more back there, buddy?
Actually, that's funny. I actually got plenty of fuzzy navel stuff. Look, it's chicks. So I head back over there, and these girls just start just buzzsawing through all this liquor. I mean, pounding it. I'm like, all right, well, this is an adult party. They are putting away some liquor. Sorry. This is going to be all.
Are you just 21 or like older? You
know? I just turned 21.
So they just found the weakest link that totally wanted pussy.
I didn't know any better.
Go on.
So, man, two of the girls get really drunk and they get in a little bit of an argument.
So as ones will.
And so they're like screaming. So I'm like, will you please take that outside? Which I thought was a good idea.
Whose house are you at the time?
This girl from work. At her apartment, and she's got, you know, it's a really nice apartment in Union City, and she's got this giant dog, Rottweiler. Two of the girls start getting to fight, and I ask them to go outside, which I shouldn't have done.
Take your bullshit out publicly.
Yeah. So they're screaming in the hallway of this apartment complex, which gets other people's attention. And then finally, the one girl, Cynthia, I'll remember that name, she takes her bottle and cracks it over the other girl's head. Cuts her head wide open like a flat.
Like Roadhouse style bar fight. Cracks her in the skull.
It was brutal. So I jumped out.
And now there's a flap of skin hanging from the other girl's head?
Yes. I looked out. I was watching out the window because I could still hear them screaming. And I was just thinking maybe I should ask them to come inside when this went down. I couldn't believe it. I jumped outside and I grabbed them both and I snatched them in. I'm like, what the hell is your problem? So I take an injured girl into the kitchen to see if I can figure out some way we can patch this up without having to call any authorities.
I'm just going
to
pour some some baking powder on it. Maybe that'll take us off of
super
glue.
Super
glue this shit together.
I see her ruining my night, and everyone else is falling apart and
I hate it when a girl has got some sort of damage in her skull that she just fucks up everything for the rest of the night.
Really spoils a good time.
Some head trauma. Yeah, whatever.
She was breathing pretty heavily. But
that bitch.
I took a rag from the kitchen sink and was like applying pressure, and I was a Boy Scout.
Be prepared.
And then there's a knock at the door. But apparently the neighbors went ahead and called the authorities for me and just saved me that step. And that was them at the door. The girl on the apartment opens the door, and there's two cops, but her dog is standing there. And secure the dog. She's like, well, hold on a second. And she closes the door and starts to take the dog to the back bed. So I see that we have a situation in the kitchen that looks bad.
Of 20 drunk underage people that you were going to supply the alcohol.
I cannot speak to their age at this time. But as soon as the girl starts taking the dog to the back, I realize I've got to do something about this situation. I have to take charge. And when these kind of situations happen, when people are partying, I'm a take charge kind of guy. I don't always make the right decision, but
I make a decision.
You darn right I do.
Pull the trigger.
You darn right I do.
You had 20 other chicks just running in circles.
Oh my god!
All right.
So I look around.
So what's the way?
And there's a closet. Now this closet's got those sliding doors with the slats on it.
The bifold louvered doors.
Wow, check you out, louvered.
I didn't know I was using a fucking big workshop.
It's like a French thesaurus. So I see those. I open it up, and there's a washer and dryer. This is a roomy dryer. I want to make that clear right up front. I noticed right away. I was like, this is a nice model.
What was the stature of the girl? Was she like a little 100-pound bitch?
She's petite?
Yes. She's a petite chick. They were all petite. It was
because they're all possibly like under 21.
Damn it. She was the smallest chick. I made a quick judgment. The dryer is roomy. There's nothing in it.
You're like, I checked the angles. There's definitely the volume of her and the volume of the dryer. The dryer is bigger. She is comfortably fit in there with a couple of magazines.
Easily. And all we need is a couple of minutes to explain to the cops, we're sorry that the girls were yelly, but they're girls, and I'm sure I can sell this. Man, I quickly guide her. I put my arm around her. I'm nice and gentle or whatever. And rush her over there and put her head first into the dryer.
I'm like, you just care about humans and people and, you know, humanity. You're like, I want to take care of this person.
She could have been afraid. So I was like, don't be afraid. Just get in there. And so I remember grabbing the heel of her bottom shoe, which is the way you do this quickly. You do the bottom shoe.
She's not a head person in a dryer. Now you're just cramming her in, setting her to
sleep. Take it easy, honey. I'm about to
grab the bottom heel.
I said it to delicate. I'm not a complete animal.
I didn't run it, even though I felt like that would have sold it harder.
If he had.
Yeah, that was what I was worried about.
I just see Aaron right before he runs it. Throws in a fabric sheet.
Was put her in. I picked up her legs and stuffed them in there, and I closed the dryer.
And she said, I'm like, could you just rape me? Why are you doing this?
Probably.
Apparently the light doesn't stay.
Be very, very quiet.
Maybe if you hadn't been such a bitch.
learn how to talk to people.
Work this out.
You need to have any better people skills. You need to think about it in time out in the dryer.
That's right. It's just a couple of minutes. I only need to buy a couple of minutes to explain this whole thing. We will all get a laugh out of it, and the men in blue can go on about their
normal duties. Here's a Game Boy. Calm your shit.
Yes. So right as I turn around, the girl is opening the door for the cops, and they come right in.
But you're thinking, I've hidden the problem child.
So is the kitchen closed?
I wish I could have gotten farther away
from the scene of the crime.
Yes. I wish I could have. There was a little blood in the kitchen, but I felt like it could be explained away. Girl in the dryer is crying.
She won't shut the fuck up.
She won't shut up.
She's just going to escalate this problem.
All she's thinking about is herself.
And any type of damages that might be happening.
What? Me.
Seriously.
It's always about them.
Now these 20 hot chicks that are at this party who have been chatty, chatty, chatty all night, screaming over them, are suddenly quiet. They've got nothing to say. They've got no funny story to tell the cops, no bad breath flirting when they hang on them, nothing. They're just sitting there saying nothing. And so there's maybe a little bit of crying.
An echoing of crying somewhere in the building.
Yeah, so one of the cops comes over and was like, hey, what is that noise? And I said, it's the dryer.
You're like, I can't help it. You had
it's the dryer.
It's probably the dryer. It's got a leak.
It needs a little WD-40.
It's fucking old.
It makes a funny noise. And he was like, I'm going to need you to move, sir, because I'm still standing in front of the Louvre doors. And I was like, no, it's cool, man. It's cool. And I decided I'll take.
Oh, my God. They're about to find the body of the
negotiating, side with him. It's cool, man. This is no big deal. And so he's like, I need you to move, sir. So I move out of the way and try to start explaining. But right as I start to get going with my explanation.
I got a really good story to explain.
Yeah, I'm like, you're going to understand everything.
This is so cool.
You're going to laugh.
We're all going to get a big kick out of this. And he opens the door and drama queen.
Oh, God.
Falls all out head first with her flat skin flap, like laying over and blood come out of her head. And she goes, help me.
Oh, my God. Shit said like.
So Aaron's in the back of a cop car.
Yes, I got arrested. Oh, you didn't know that part of the story.
I was just making a funny
bathroom. Here's the thing. She falls out of the dryer. What did you say when she fell out of the dryer? Like, oh, seriously, lady? Yeah,
like, way to go, Cynthia.
Whatever. Well, that was our best of 2013 episode.
It flew by.
It was very funny. I think I was very funny in it.
I could have had more lines.
You do have a lot. You had a lot of lines in the whole thing.
Well.
Because we can't get you to shut up.
Other people keep taking all the available spot that should be filled with me.
Do you want me to, should we all just leave the room and let you just talk?
Would you?
Spill your rhetoric?
Okay, good.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye.
Been a zombie werewolf production.